Let's switch gears right now and go to the KRDO Newsline and visit with USAA's fire prevention expert, Rebecca Nelson's joining us right now this morning. Good morning, Rebecca. First of all, appreciate it. Welcome to the show. Home fires and foul casualties resulted from five causes, and these are pretty typical, according to FEMA. Let's get into it. Welcome to the show.
Hi there. Thanks so much for having me.
What are those five causes? I mean, these are things that people do on a daily basis.
I will tell you, we really see the most fire casualties as a result of things like cooking, heating equipment, electrical equipment, lighting equipment even, and really, unfortunately, intentional fire setting. But smoking, right, still is a leading cause of home fires.
Mm. And like all of those, it seems like these are preventable, or there are measures of prevention that we can be taking. What would you say, other than stopping smoking in your home, where you might be able to leave a cigarette down that's lit and that could spark something, what would you say we can do?
You know, right now it's the springtime and it's prime season for really checking simple things around your home. Smoke detectors, making sure that you replace those batteries regularly, but also making sure that you have a working fire extinguisher in your home. And really just making sure that you have a plan. Having a plan is key. Make sure you have those conversations with your family. Know what you're going to do in the event of a fire in your home.
Isn't it amazing how we're all procrastinators? I mean, we say, oh, well, we're going to put that off. I mean, there's no danger there. But a lot of these are simple things that people can actually do, and it won't take but more than a couple of hours on the weekend.
Exactly. And, you know, one other thing that I failed to mention is candles. We see a ton of fires from candles being left on or being knocked over, especially with small children in the home. It's really important that we take the time to remember to blow out those candles before leaving a room, not just leaving your home, but leaving a room. Don't leave those unattended.
The insurance factor as well. A lot of people, you know, talk about mitigating and making sure their houses are safe, but you also have to make sure that your coverage, the insurance that you're paying, is up to date as well. How can you help give people some insight on that?
That's right. And, you know, really understanding what your homeowner's policy covers. And the good news is your standard homeowner's policy does cover things like losses from fires. But really understanding what you are responsible for in the event of a home fire. So you are able to choose your deductible, for example, knowing what that cost is and making sure that you have that in your savings should you need to unfortunately use it. But one thing that people don't think about often is if you do have to file an insurance claim, you may also have to provide a list of all the things that you have in your home. So one thing that you can do easily right now is take the time to go through each room in your home. Just simply use your phone and take a video of the contents in each room in your home. That way, if you did have to, for some reason, file a claim, you can easily turn that over to your insurance company, and that just helps move along that process much more quickly.
And would you suggest that for renter's insurance as well?
Absolutely. Renters often think, you know, hey, I'm not really going to be responsible for much if there is something that happens to my apartment or my rental home, for example. But they have just as many things as homeowners do. And so renter's insurance also can protect your stuff from fires. Same thing applies. Make sure you have a list of what you have.
Very, very good advice. And we are in that season. I mean, it seems like every season, every quarter is wildfire season as well. So you got to do those preventative measures on the outside of the home as well. Rebecca, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it so much. Don't be a stranger. We'll look forward to our next discussion.
We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too.